Street Forum 2010, and it has been awesome. We've had a bunch of people on that doing interviews here. Gardner is off trying to see if he can hunt down the big game of Judge Napolitano and see if we can get him on for an interview. Don't hang on. I'm not making any promises, but right now I have with me Lee Doran. Lee, you are the crasher in chief of Bureaucrash. You came on to much caterwauling and back in June. Tell me what you're doing over there, Bureaucrash.
We've been doing a lot of activism events since I came. We've been doing a lot of activism events since I came on. We got involved heavily in a lot of the Tea Party rallies. Just last week, we had the last Free Kareem rally. As many people know, he was a blogger who was jailed for, I believe, 4 years for criticizing the Egyptian government. We were outside the Egyptian embassy protesting. Sadly, his last appeal was rejected, and so we were out there showing solidarity for him.
So how long is he going to be locked up for?
It looks like until November, I believe. So we're hoping it'll be they might have an appeal and it'll be out earlier than that, but it doesn't look very
good. They've had him locked up 4 years. I guess it doesn't really matter if it's March or November, right?
Yeah. And those Egyptian prisons aren't exactly the nicest place to be.
No, I can't imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine they are at all. What other kind of things are you doing at Bureaucrash?
Well, we do have a tentative plan, which is a small event that we're looking to do for students, actually, looking tentatively in July, where it's going to be students are going to submit either through written essay or video or podcast how they can improve activism in their community. And then we're going to select 10 people to come in for an activism workshop sometime in July, and we're going to hopefully get some really good speakers at this event. Other than that, I mean, it's been amazing over the last couple of years. I mean, last couple months, because of just the grassroots networks that have been created by people who really have never been involved in the movement. And
the Tea Parties are amazing, and obviously there's a lot of fertile ground out there for you guys to deal with as, with the Tea Party.
Yeah, and it makes it really easy. Instead of trying to invent something out of nothing, it seems like almost every weekend there's something that you can get involved in, whether it's speaking at an event in front of students or actually having some sort of rally where you're protesting against limited government. We actually had a funny situation where we were protesting against socialized medicine, and the Google Maps car drove by. So now we are our protest is permanently on Google Maps if you zoom in on the satellites.
Well, there you go. It's recorded for posterity.
Yes.
Where was this protest?
We just happened to pick. It was originally outside of Jim Webb's office, but it wasn't actually to lobby or anything like that to protest Jim Webb. But it was just we decided to pick that corner, and we got with about 60 people, and just got some signs against socialized medicine. And it was fascinating how fast it was put up on Google Maps, and it's still there, I believe. So if you see the blurred out faces, I'm wearing the Enjoyed Capitalism shirt.
Yeah. I find that I have the Enjoy Capitalism shirt, too, and, I find that I get very varied reactions from people that don't understand the term, it seems like.
Yeah, it's a funny situation. I don't know if you know, this is kind of somewhat of a personal thing, but I made a critique of the Story of Stuff. I don't know if you're familiar about it, but it's a leftist.
George Carlin's?
No.
Magazine?
No. It's Annie Leonard.
Story of Stuff.
Yes.
It's a book.
Yeah. It's a book and a video, and I made a critique of it.
Yeah,
and
she hates our acquisitive nature in capitalist America.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually went to her book signing and got her to sign the book that I bought of hers. I made a critique of her, so she already knew who I was. And I handed her an Enjoy Capitalism shirt. And it was hilarious how angry she was because she goes, she actually said this to me, I'm not exaggerating. Do you know how many gallons of water it took to make this shirt?
What about her book?
Supposedly her book was made of soy ink and all this stuff. So,
but they had to transport it.
Look, I'm not even going to try to understand
that
religion.
She should just be a bard and talk to one person after another. Not even with a microphone.
She'd be expelling carbon dioxide if she did that.
Yeah, that's true.
She really needs to eat less.
This is a problem.
Yeah, breathe less.
Hey, and by the way, thanks for letting me hop in here, guys. I was out in the hallway.
Gardner was out trying to get Judge Napolitano. How'd that go? No chance of that?
The judge has a line that I think goes out to Mercury now.
It looks like as long as a football field is what I was
insane.
Saying.
It's insane.
Right, well, I mean, what do you expect?
His prices are insane.
There are, 500 people here at this event, and, a lot of them came to see Judge Napolitano. He's the big biller.
Yeah, he's the man. He's great.
So, Bureaucrash, you know, what else is going on with it, Lee?
Well, I mean, we've been working a lot with, I'm sure you're familiar with Students for Liberty. They've been having some great conferences that we've helped them out with. In fact, there's a group, libertarian group in Israel that's looking to start up, a guy named Boris, a younger guy, and he's looking to set up three libertarian organizations out in Israel, and I've been on the phone with him the last couple weeks. He's looking to have a massive rally in June. And three separate libertarian organizations are actually going to be created. Hopefully we can help them out and support them with that. And it's really interesting to see how the movement's growing. He was telling me that even in Russia, there were people having a Tea Party rally in Russia, which,
oh, wow,
which is fascinating.
Yeah,
cool. You know, I know that Bureaucrash has been involved so often in skewering the left and using the tactics of the left against the left. And in this case, since in deference to our last guest, we should say the contemporary understanding of the left, the statist, the progressive. And it's quite interesting to me because we have all these different aspects of libertarian thought. You know, you guys are down in D.C., Competitive Enterprise Institute down there, associated with CEI. And the battle comes on so many fronts. You guys are concentrating on young people, college people, that sort of thing. Have you noticed this, what seems to be a quite a massive surge of interest, and it's not like the 60s. It's different. It is a true individual liberty movement. The 60s was a peace movement against war, but it wasn't a peace movement.
Because they didn't want to go get shot in Vietnam.
They wanted statism to take people's money. So they wanted to make war on their neighbor's pocketbook, but they didn't want to make war against the North Vietnamese.
Not entirely, but yes, that's
in most cases. Yeah, so it's a different field now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fascinating how easy it is to reach the next generation, at least through the liberty movement. People seem to, for whatever reason, with they understand what's going on right now more than a lot of people think in our government. They're actually paying attention a lot more than people think, and a lot of people that I've spoken to really understand long-term what this is going to mean for their future. It's the first time I think I've seen in a while where people are not as apathetic about what's taking place in their government. So I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, same here. I think that things are really changing. I don't know what those changes are going to result in. But I do feel like people are very upset with the way government's going, the way it has been going for quite some time, and that they want some kind of fundamental change. I hesitate to trust the American voter, or any voter for that matter, to set up a great new revolution. But I think things are changing.
And one other thing, I just totally forgot about this. The other week I went and infiltrated the coffee party. I don't know if you've actually...
I've heard that it's kind of a libertarian version of the Tea Party. Is that right?
Well, no, it's actually the exact opposite. This woman, Annabelle Park, former Obama campaigner, worked at the New York Times as a strategist, decided to create a coffee party because she didn't like the divisiveness in government. And so she wanted to kind of ride the wave of the Tea Party movement, but more through the statist route. And it was fascinating because I went there with a video camera and sat in at their group therapy sessions. And it was fascinating because most of these people really had no coherent reason for being there. They just wanted to be part of something.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real problem in the fact that a lot of people lean towards statism or collectivism in the sense that they want to just feel part of something and they don't necessarily realize the damage that they might do to individual rights of other people while they're doing that.
That's so right. It's the group mentality. It's very easy to find an identity within a group. I think it takes a lot of courage to stand up and say, nah, I think I'd rather not be part of that group. And I don't know about you guys, but
what that draws to mind to me is the Penn and Teller skit where they go around
H2O,
the rally,
dihydrogen oxide,
right? Awesome. Trying to get people to sign a petition against dihydrogen oxide, and they have I assume dozens of people, if not hundreds of people, sign this, and it's just amazing, people signing a petition against something they clearly have no clue what it is because it's water.
And you know what I have to observe is when you see people and you find out that that guy supports liberty, like Penn Jillette. I was like, oh, man, that is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so great when you recognize these people are standing up for your right to be left alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lee Doran, bureaucrash.com, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world. only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need in military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And, Hey, we've had just a bunch of interviews this evening, and we're doing things a little different. This is going to be back-to-back interviews for people to listen to, and we'll start taking your calls back on Monday.
And he's Mark.
And I'm Gardner. Or something like that.
And I'm Gard. And it's good to be here with you, my man. It's a very exciting time. Great to talk to folks from Bureau Crash, all different levels of people who are trying to fight the state. At various levels, and some people have disagreements in how they go to
work. Oh, absolutely. I can tell you I've got disagreements with all kinds of people here. But it doesn't change the fact that people here want, at the very least, they're fighting for some level of liberty, and I'm with them on the issues that they're for liberty.
Exactly. And even the people who organize the Liberty Forum in the Free State Project, they know there's room for all sorts of alternative ideas.
Absolutely. Is that a segue?
I think so.
Because we've got Jack, is it Schimmick or Schmeck?
Schimmick.
Schimmick. And you put on a competing you put on an additional program called the Alternatives Expo. I haven't missed one yet since you've put it on. You put them on both Porkfest and Liberty Forum. And it's an opportunity for people to see sort of alternatives and ways to live their lives and get more freedom and things like that, right?
That's right. And I don't like the competing word either. In this case, we're free to choose what we go to and what we talk about and all that. So we put on some things that are kind of local projects based that are pro-freedom projects, but they're not on the mainstream agenda. So what we do is, we have got talks about unschooling tomorrow.
I'm going to be there.
Okay, good. And there's an introduction to agorism. And actually, I was originally the speaker for that, but we're going to have a couple other people that were actually here on the mainstream agenda. Brad Spangler and Charles Johnson's going to join us.
Yeah, Charles Johnson was on a little earlier.
Yeah. And so we got something on cooperatives, eBay, which is a agorist eBay type of trade.
Tell people what agorism is. If you're going to use that term, you got to tell people.
Okay. And, agorism is as opposed to reformism. It's the good way to look at it. Reformism means you want to go in and reform the government and change it. Agorism, in order to get to freedom. Agorism says, well, you can't really get there going that way. Agorism is using the agora or the marketplace to get there. So if you're a libertarian, you believe in the marketplace. So we believe in essentially only marketplace practices.
Mm.
Very good.
And come tomorrow at 10 a.m. if you want to hear more.
Now, I went to one today, and it was on energy efficiency for your home. And the gentleman who did it, clearly, you know, the soul of a miser. He wanted to squeeze every penny that he could out of his home heating and electricity. And I found it extremely educational. He had handouts for us. And this guy received no compensation whatsoever. He was just there sharing something he's entirely passionate about.
He was. And he's an example of a guy that's already here in New Hampshire. I'm trying to promote the fact that there's actually some people here that maybe even don't identify themselves as libertarians by, you know, quote unquote the term, but they're there with us already. And they're actually working in their alternatives field. I use that term because there's a whole bunch of different communities of people that have a concern with essentially how corrupt the mainstream system is, and they're working their way around it. You know, for example, the energy system is a monopoly system that essentially came about from earlier on. There were competing systems, and J.P. Morgan comes in and figures out how to monopolize it to make the
good old
J.P.
Morgan.
Yeah.
So on to him. The monopoly system he did with our money, too. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. So, we got a whole string of things here. And what we're trying to
give people some more ideas of what's going on.
So tomorrow, we have an introduction to agorism is the first thing at 10. And 11 o'clock, unschooling at noon. John Barnes.
What's unschooling real quick for people that are listening?
It's more that you acknowledge the fact that the child is going to learn more when they're motivated, and they're going to kind of help tell you what they need to know next. Whereas I think it's called pedantic teaching, where somebody stands up in front of the class and tells you what you're going to learn. And, of course, it doesn't work in a lot of cases because you're not ready for that yet. You don't care, sort of thing.
They teach a child how to read, how to add, and read and write and arithmetic, and essentially after that they allow them to self-direct. And I imagine some parents allow more self-direction than others. I do think there are important things, but I think you can kind of steer them that way. And I do feel, because I learned so much more about Star Wars and rock and roll music while I was in school than I
did up yourself.
Because that's the stuff I wanted to know about. Yeah. And I suspect that if I'd had more control over my education, that I probably would have, you know, tried harder to learn more of the sort of academic things.
Well, yeah, if you're interested was in Star Wars, you know, somebody could have, listened to that, helped you find more stuff on the internet or in books or whatever, and shoot, you could end up being a rocket scientist because that was your real interest, you know?
Yeah.
So unschooling.
Or learning about swordplay. I mean, there's all kinds of, Star Wars, being the space opera that it is. it incorporates a lot of different things.
Unfortunately, due to the government school systems, oftentimes the people who are there to help advise the kids to supposedly recognize the talents of the kids and guide them along are oftentimes some of the least intelligent, most inept people ever to come out of colleges, and they're working in government schools. We know that for most of them, their test scores are very low, and just to try to get the opportunity to have someone guide you in one of those government schools is very, very difficult.
Well, there's one really important thing, I think, in dealing with people in the town, and that is I never knock the teachers. And, in fact, my daughter's a teacher in schools, and she's in the government schools right now. But
you know what I mean, Jack. I mean, for example, with my situation, I was in school. I wanted to do film stuff.
Right.
Who in Amherst, New Hampshire, knows about the world in California for making films and writing scripts?
That's a good question.
You know, it's just, what are you going to do? Then they're not with you the way your parents are. So the idea to me is
right. Unschooling.
It goes back to Hyatt's information problem. Hyatt's information problem. They can't be with the kids enough to know what they want, and the teachers have their own agenda and their own things to have to answer to with the curriculum. It doesn't mean that, and
it's
unfortunately,
bureaucratically driven. You know, we got to all fit into the same square peg.
Right, right. I agree with Jack on that. Is you make friends before you make changes. Let's go on up the list. We've got a limited time here.
Okay, so we're going to talk at noon about two different options. John Barnes says that we have for being free, and that is to learn to shoot a rifle accurately, or join a citizen's grand jury. So that'll be a real interesting.
So he's from Appleseed.
Yeah, kind of the state director of Appleseed. 1 o'clock co-ops. There's several different cooperatives that are in the works.
So we're talking about food buying cooperatives?
Yeah. Okay. That's a consumer cooperative.
And split it up amongst themselves.
But I just talked to some folks in Western Massachusetts the other day that have an energy cooperative, and they actually go in together and buy solar panels together, and then they actually do the installations jointly with each other on each other's homes.
That's cool.
Kind of a neat system. It's called that's called Co-op Power. Let's see, A-Bay, the trading network, is at 2, 3 o'clock, the sacred non-aggression principle. Brian Wright's been working on that concept of raising it to a real sacred level, this non-aggression thing. That's going to be what's really the key thing to making a creative, peaceful world in the future. Democracy School, this is a...
I don't like that word much. Tell me about democracy.
Yeah, a lot of conservative folks don't like that because they think it means majoritarianism. So majoritarianism is one of the aspects of the definition of the word democracy, but like most words in the dictionary, it's got several different definitions. So when you look at the movements to get free of the monarchy, for example, that's a democratic movement, because what it's trying to do is get the power away from the elite into the hands of the people.
Into the hands of the people, hence the demo.
So I'm not going to read their whole statement of intent here or their mission statement.
Thanks,
but it's pretty good. You'll see it.
Okay.
And to wind up the day, we have, as far as the organized talks, we have what we call a skill trading matrix and party system. Cynthia has developed a system where...
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, your comments. And you can find us at freetalklive.com. This is Gard.
And Mark.
And we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010 at the Crown Plaza Hotel in the lovely city of Nashua, which anyone who outside of the area pronounces it Nashua, but it's Nashua, New Hampshire, in the Live Free or Die state. And we're in the midst of a series of just searing and fascinating interviews with a lot of really, really great people who are here. Mark, thank you so much for letting me sit in for Ian, and I hope Ian is having a great time. Ian is away, everybody. If you're wondering where Ian is, he's away. He's tied up. I put him someplace, and I get to sit in with Mark. So
thank
that's
goodness.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so we have with us Representative Dan Itza, and
yes.
Dan is probably best known, having gotten on the national stage on the Glenn Beck Show, for HCR6, which was the first of the states, declaring their sovereignty bills. And in our case, it didn't manage to fly, but it did fly in some other states. So, Dan, I know you've done a whole bunch of other things. Tell us about HCR6. Tell us about some of the other things you've done, some of the visions you have for the future.
Well, I want to start with my vision for the future. My vision for the future is to see constitutional Republican government restored to New Hampshire. That's my vision. I characterize myself as a freedom fighter, and that's why I go to the legislature. I certainly don't do it for the money.
Dan, I've known Dan for, 15 years, Dan? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, 10 years, I don't know. And we knew each other way back at New Hampshire Center for Constitutional Studies and all sorts of things. You know, I grew up here, Mark, and this is probably the most active and dedicated guy in state government today. With maybe a couple exceptions who might be parallel, people like Jen Coffey, who's just moved in and become a state rep. But Dan has been involved for so long. And his knowledge of the state constitution, I think, is pretty much unparalleled. He understands it. He can talk to people about it. He understands the federal constitution. And so when you get interviewed by a person like Glenn Beck, or you're on, say, 96.9 with Jay Severin, and he says, oh, we have on the line Representative Dan Itza, you can expose people to things that they're not familiar with. And maybe
let's
get them closer.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah. Because one of the big things that's on the talk right now is the gun case out in Chicago, and
sure,
whether or not
incorporation doctrine.
Incorporation doctrine. Now, incorporation doctrine is a progressive poison. We all know that.
Boy, are you right. And you don't need the incorporation doctrine.
Absolutely. You do not. You
that's,
do not need the incorporation
thing.
Doctrine, because what people forget is that the Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution for the United States says that the citizens of each state shall enjoy the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states,
exactly,
which means that whatever constitutional recognition I have in, say, Pennsylvania,
exactly,
I have in New Jersey.
Now,
the reason that's important is that what happens is when each state signs into the union, when they become a member of the United States, they say, I'm going to recognize all of the rights that are recognized by the other states. And what people don't know is that Pennsylvania, since 1776, has recognized explicitly the right to keep and bear arms in defense of oneself and the state.
So the other states have to recognize this. And the other thing about it, Dan, is that people look at the First Amendment. It stipulates Congress shall make no law. The Second Amendment is a universal proscription against all government infringing on the right to keep and bear arms. It's very clear. You don't need to have judges interpret this stuff. It's very clearly written out. And I've mentioned, if you were to incorporate the First Amendment, which everyone says the First Amendment has been incorporated, so therefore states can't regulate speech or anything like that. If you literally incorporate the First Amendment, all you're doing is incorporating that says, and the incorporation doctrine is the idea that after the 14th Amendment, the states adopted the Bill of Rights. So if you adopted the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it still says Congress shall make no law. So therefore, the states still could. Now, as a libertarian anarchist, I don't want the states to do that, but it still allows the states to do this.
However,
yes,
Pennsylvania and one other state, which I can't remember at the moment, has explicitly the protection of speech.
So therefore, the other states would have to recognize it.
Absolutely.
This is very interesting.
Whereas New Hampshire and Massachusetts only recognize the freedom of debate in the legislature.
Right.
And freedom of the press.
So if one of these Democratic type states managed to come up with the rights to public schooling or something like that, do we have to recognize in the state of New Hampshire that same incorporated right?
Privileges and immunities. What is government designed to protect?
I life, liberty, and property.
Your natural rights.
Okay.
The gentleman I worked for in his quest for the presidency, he didn't win, was Alan Keyes, and he taught me what the nature of natural rights are. Natural rights are the rights you have without government. Anything that requires government is a benefit of society. It's not a natural right.
Well, that's exactly right. But, Dan, we've seen, the very concept of rights, I think, and we're getting a little abstract, and we're speaking with Dan Itza, representative of the state of New Hampshire in the state legislature. He's been in there for quite a while, works really hard.
10 years.
What is it, $200 a year you got to get reimbursed?
$200 a term, only $100 a year, but you get it all the first year.
Now, part of the problem that I saw, for example, if you look at the Heller case and the Heller decision, Antonin Scalia spent a lot of time explaining that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. It is something that exists a priori, prior to the existence of government.
Exactly.
And he says government is there to protect it. But then at the end, he says, and I spoke with Dick Heller about this, he says, at the end of the decision, he says, but of course rights can be attenuated. Putting the protection of rights into the hands of government is a mistake. Therefore, government is a mistake. In fact, and I know you and I will disagree on this.
We'll disagree, but what did Blackstone say about natural rights?
Right.
Blackstone said that no human legislature can abridge the natural rights except that the owner forfeit them through some action of their own. You commit a murder, you can have your life taken. You steal somebody's property, you can be incarcerated. Mm-hmm. But on the face of it, your rights cannot be abridged as a universal doctrine.
And yet, the very entity in which you place your trust to protect your rights, and this is where I, as a libertarian anarchist, slightly disagree with you, and this is just for informational purposes, that very entity, in order to exist, must infringe on the sacrosanct right to your private property in order to create the police force to protect your private property. So therefore, government is based on a tautology. It's based on, even Jefferson was wrong. Jefferson in the Declaration said, all governments are created to protect those rights, right? But if government is created to protect my right to property and yet has to invade my right to property, it is a priori, it is working against this very reason for existence.
And this is the importance of government by consent. And you have to remember that New Hampshire was the first government to have a constitutional convention. We weren't the first one to adopt our constitution.
True.
Because they got it wrong the first two times.
Right.
And the people rejected it. The third time they accepted it. When they accepted it voluntarily, they recognized Article 3, which says that for the protection of certain rights, you surrender others. But without that protection, the surrender is void. In Article 12, it says that each member of the community has the right to be protected in the enjoyment of their life, liberty, and property, and owe their fair share for that protection.
But
that was something they signed on to voluntarily.
That's the thing. Do you think that this is all a facade, that the constitutional framework is a bit of a facade, as good as it could be, to reduce the tyranny and the pressures of government? And you're one of the few guys with whom we could talk to and have a reasonable disagreement on this. Do you think that it's really a facade to say, well, it's the consent, it's your consent? Because really, what if I don't consent? I don't want to give my taxes up to the state of New Hampshire.
No, I don't. Well, theoretically, and if you were in the post-colonial period, you could say, move out west.
Exactly.
You're right.
Out west doesn't do you much good anymore.
Now it's outer space.
Just ask Randy Weaver.
Yeah.
But that said, the value of constitutional government is as good as the people are at enforcing the Constitution and keeping rein on their legislature.
Representative Danitz, thank you very much for sitting in with us.
Awesome. We'll be back. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. We are live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010, and it's Mark with you.
And Gar.
And we are just doing a series of interviews here. And we currently got with us Tom Mullen. Tom, you wrote a book, Common Sense. What's it called?
Return to Common Sense.
Return to Common Sense, that's right.
All right.
So I introduced you earlier, and I wanted to make sure you get a chance to talk on the show and tell us about Return to Common Sense.
Well, the approach I took with the book was this. You know, we call ourselves the land of the free, but my assumption starting out was that just about nobody knows what the word freedom really means. So I thought with all these books with political agendas, there needs to be one out there for people to know what is the meaning of that word. And I went back to the founders and John Locke and the ideas about natural rights and liberty, and said, okay, this is a very simple idea. What we now call the non-aggression principle is really the definition of liberty. Let's apply it to health care and education and what have you. So that was the idea behind the book.
So what'd you come up with?
Well, as you might have surmised,
people are talking about health care these days.
Well, I thought that was a right. I thought for sure the founding fathers believed in positive rights. You mean to tell me that a guy like Thomas Paine, when he wrote Common Sense, he didn't believe that people had a right to the services of other people? That's crazy.
Not until he went to France, but and you're right. My book actually played off Thomas Paine's, because if you look at the way he set up his book, he starts with what is the purpose of government, and he says it's at best a necessary evil, and of course, as you're alluding to, it can only be a negative power. It can only protect us from aggression,
right,
or it must commit aggression if it tries to do anything more.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, it is at its nature aggression. It just depends whether or not people will be willing to recognize the inherent aggression of all government. That's just my anarchist side of it. But I would be very comfortable in one that was less aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. The debate now in our society really doesn't even take into account the idea that anybody has any rights. And that's really why I wrote the book. And now I've had a chance to go around speaking in support of it for the last year or so. And I came here to talk this week about everything I've run into and some of the things that have worked and some of the things that haven't.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book. How long ago did you get it published? And what sorts of ideas did you try to put into the book? What sort of a thesis did you follow there? I mean, a return to common sense, obviously, harkening back to that revolutionary era.
Right. Well, the book was published last January. Really didn't get to be available till about February, so it was kind of released here at the Liberty Forum last year.
This was a big kickoff.
This was the kickoff. And, you know, the first chapter one is What is Freedom? And it goes into a lot of the things we've been told about what freedom is not. And then it says, okay, nobody's ever told us what exactly that word means. So let's go back to the beginning, and it goes in through some of the passages from Locke because Jefferson cited him so much, and talks, what did Jefferson say it was? He said, no man has a right to commit aggression against the equal rights of another. That's all the law should restrain us from.
That's beautiful. And those early thinkers went all the way back to a concept that was earliest expressed by people like Aristotle, and really found its blossoming in the 1600s when John Locke wrote the Second Treatise of Government, both treatises of government, and they were real radicals back then. I remember hearing stories about the protests against the king in the papist plot days in England, and they would burn effigy stuffed with live cats. You know, I mean,
holy crap!
Yeah, to think about what you know, what we're going through today, and how we can sit here in basic comfort in a hotel, and these guys, you know, Locke was fleeing to Scotland and then went to Holland for a while to try to get away from the British authorities. Thomas Paine was almost beheaded
right
in the Bastille. You know, he was almost apprehended in England. The risks that these guys took. What do you think it's going to take today as you go through and you talk to people about your book, Return to Common Sense? What do you think it takes? I mean, is the Free State Project a part of this? Does it seem like it's an integral part? And where do we go trying to fight things nationally, state-wise? How do you see the picture as it stands right now?
Well, my focus has been lately to say, look, we can do quite a bit because it's not all that hard to change minds once you start to realize, you know, what's driving people. I think most people have some kind of emotional investment in whatever their party of choice has told them. And if you come in from a different angle, what I say is come in from this natural rights angle, talk about it because they're not ready for it. They've never heard it before. And you say, well, if you say healthcare is a right, that means the doctor has to treat me for free. And they say, what? Well, yeah, if I have a right to his labor, then, of course, he has to give it to me for free. Well, I didn't say that. Well, what did you say? You know, and right. You can go from that angle and you can kind of, if you just...
I have a right to reasonably priced health care.
Yeah, right. and if you go from...
And I get to define it reasonably.
And if you take the economic argument, I think most people have heard that, and they're ready. If they're a liberal, they say one thing. If they're conservative, they say another. But nobody talks about natural rights.
I love the idea that you can always break it down to a question of, would you force me? You know, if you say, okay, look, you know, here's the idea. Your idea on health care, I've argued constitutionally. You've got your judicial precedents, which tend to cause problems for people because the politically appointed judges will just go to whatever direction they want to. FDR, you know, was a great example of trying to do that sort of crap. Just the battles over the Supreme Court today show us that the Supreme Court is not the arbiter of truth in any way whatsoever, and it's not the arbiter of the Constitution either. And yet, what you can always do is break it down to the question of, okay, look, I just want to be left alone. Would you force me? Would you force me? And they hem and they haw, and they sit there and they say, well, you know, they do it for this. No. Would you, I just don't count me in, would you force me to pay for this, to participate? And that's an invasion of your right to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they are very willing, in too many instances, to invade that right.
One of the things that you hear a lot is, well, when the majority of people want it, then
that's the
determination of right and wrong. And I always answer with, all right, I can't do it alone, right? I can't go out and point a gun at somebody, collect money, and pay someone's doctor bill. And they say, no. Well, what if I had me and my friend? No. What about me and five people? How many does it take before it's right? And, you know, these are the kinds of discussions I think you can have, and people will, you just have to give them something they haven't heard. They've heard the Republican line. The Republicans say some good things sometimes, and they never do anything about it,
Good stuff, too, and they're lying, too.
Yeah, right.
And, just a bunch of statists, from what I can tell.
Yeah, and so they're ready for those kinds of traditional arguments. But when you say natural rights and you say what you've just said, I mean, I think it gives people pause.
Well, Mr. Mullen is the author, folks, of A Return to Common Sense. How do they find this on the web?
It's at my website at tommullen.net. It's also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the other distributors.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
How's the Liberty Forum been going for you?
Great. This is my favorite conference of the year, and I've been to a bunch of them this year.
Yeah, cool. This is awesome. It's great to know that you travel around. You made it out here, and we have beautiful weather. You can have a great weekend. We got Saturday and Sunday coming up. Great speakers all the way around. You're part of the whole team, and I like the fact that you gave a little tip of the hat to Tom Paine. He was quite an amazing guy.
Yeah.
And to think it wasn't even his idea originally to write Common Sense. He was working for a doctor who didn't want to be put out of business if he came up with all this radical stuff. And he's like, oh, you're pretty good with writing. Why don't you? Can you do it, Tom? And Tom's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And it turned into this huge, huge phenomenon in the United States. Awesome. Well, let's hope we can direct some people to start that again. Huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
So
yeah.
Was the doctor worried about the British government coming in? What was? I don't understand. I don't know anything about this doctor story.
All I know is that he was worried about his clientele, didn't want to sort of ruffle feathers. I think it was in the New England area. I'm not sure.
I've heard the story, but I don't know all the details anymore either.
Yeah. So and Tom Paine had come over from England and was basically just doing some work and, you know, catch and work wherever he could, and he was working for this man. And in fact, later on, when Tom Paine, because Paine was in the Bastille, they went to the wrong door and pulled out a guy. It was almost like a Willis Bwyan sort of thing. Like, I'm Bwyan, you know what I mean? It's like, and they went to the wrong door and pulled out the wrong guy. Paine would have been beheaded. But the next day, they came in like the next day or later in the day, and the Bastille was, he was freed. He would have been killed. Yeah, and then Jefferson got him to come back to the United States.
Man,
and sort of helped him out a lot.
A pretty lucky guy.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. So Return to Common Sense, great stuff. You have another book planned, anything?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now, just doing the research.
Cool.
How can people find out about you?
My website's the best place, tommullen.net.
Excellent.
Right.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program is now accepting applications. They have 11 different seminars on a bunch of different topics that all include liberty. They're in major cities across the country. The IHS provides the meals and the housing. All you have to do is get your little college age butt there. And the deadline is March the 31st. Really, really. Go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. Tom, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us about your book.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thomas,
do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.